Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hello.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm DD. And before you start, T, I just want to call out that y'all are in here with these boots on. T got on these Margiela boots. These, it's like iridescent with the little pink heel. I see you.
They
I
fire.
See
you.
And then G got on these Fendi boots, Fendi prints. I see you.
Oh my
y'all
God.
Y'all just stop.
Fendi
prints
on.
Fendi prints on.
Nikki has been referred to the past three episodes. I need everybody to stop.
I know. Like, it's giving court.
Right.
I'm going to have to go to court.
It's kind of, when she was, you know, number one in the game for like a decade, it's kind of hard.
It's hard. Yeah. It's I mean, good. I do love Pink Print. Like, yeah. Love that album.
Yeah. Our best one.
Yeah, love that album.
Absolutely.
Well, this is the Oprah Rose Show.
Oh, yeah.
Like, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. Questions, comments, concerns, emails, hotels, letters to the Oprah Rose Show at gmail.com. You know, listen to us every Wednesday where you find your podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Church announcements out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
So we are so excited. We've had a string of informational and vulnerable episodes, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We're ready for some fun. I can't even talk. The girls are ready.
She want fun
for
so bad.
So bad. Fun.
Like, is this fun? Shit.
Right.
It's giving trauma. We need to bring toes in back, child, for this one. When you start talking about exes, child.
Wait. Before you introduce me, who does that IHOP ad? Who does that?
IHOP.
The IHOP, that's G.
Oh, the IHOP.
You got to introduce me like that.
Yeah, it's even tongue twister.
Today's hot guest.
Wow, you did it so good,
you
though.
Did.
That's talent.
Aw, thank
when we
you
read
so
that
much.
Script for that ad in particular, T was like, "Yeah, I'm not doing that."
We literally were like, "No, I can't. I cannot read this. Like, it's too many tongue twisters."
Yeah. That
I think Daryl
talent.
Tried, and then G just sent it in the group chat. We were
she
like,
just
thank
sent
you
it was
so
like,
much.
"Thank you so much for doing that." Yep. Like,
it took 30 minutes though.
I'm
sure. Aha, sure. Aha.
That's talent. I was like, "Hell no."
Yeah, hell no.
I would have sent that back.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, we were no, like, "Is this?" Money.
Shout out to Aha. Thank
shout
y'all
out
so
to
much.
Aha. We're yes. drinking it right now.
Oh yes. Yeah.
Hello. Love a little sparkling water.
I'm not doing that. But today's guest is a podcaster, a really good friend of the show, and his name is Llama. And he has a wonderful podcast called Views of an Ex. And I'm sorry, Spin the Block?
Spin the Party.
Spin
is,
the Party.
Yeah, my new party. And it's a new way to have fun at a party. You spin a wheel, and there's different genres, categories, and whatever it lands on, a DJ got to play it.
I was giving a hood version of Wheel of Fortune.
Yes.
Right?
Well, music
the
version. Music
version.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
And that's, you hear everything.
Oh.
Is it specific genres or like an
you
artist?
Could, like, no, genres, categories. So we could have like Bronx, and it'd be all Bronx artists. It could be, I had white people shit, like white dot shit. It's all types of stuff.
Oh, that's
so
I
you
love
said
that.
White thought
white people
shit.
Music. Like white people music.
I'm like, what is white thought shit? Okay.
White
shit.
Okay.
So I love like the interactive parties. It's kind of like everybody's done the whole, you know, you went from like freaking and nobody had sections and everything.
Yeah.
Everybody was just
to
broke.
Sections. Right.
To sections.
Yeah.
You know,
bottle service required.
Yeah, the bottle service and then bars.
1500 spin minimum.
Yeah.
And now people just want to have fun. But
have
fun where it's like, let's do some different shit where it's not in any of that.
Right, right, exactly.
It's hard
so
to going to
that.
Parties, people just standing around looking at you.
Yeah.
Have fun.
And on their phone.
Yeah, that too.
So I like that it's interactive, so I'm not on my phone.
Right. And you want to know what's gonna be spent
what's
next.
What's going to spend next.
Yeah. And you said the next one is slated for
November
Brooklyn,
20th.
New York?
Yeah.
And November 20th. Okay, mm-hmm. Hearing it here first.
Yes.
Soon come.
November 20th. So how did you start the podcast? Like, what made you
Views of an Ex now.
People's exes in particular?
I got my heart broken by my ex, and I tried to get her back. nothing was working. So buying her gifts, I did pop-ups, all types of stuff that you just don't do. Mm-hmm. But I tried to get help online and everything like that. And it was like, if you did this, don't do this step. If you did, and I was like, yeah, I fucked up. Like, I can't go back. So from there, I tried therapy. I tried everything to get over her, and nothing was working. So I was just going through it. And I was at work one day, and all the ideas of the podcast was just flowing. So I was writing them down. I sent it to my friend that listens to podcasts. She was like, I like this, but it's messy, but I like it. And I was like, all right, I'm going to work on it.
But the people love mess.
Yes.
They do.
Yes. It's definitely a little messy.
Especially women. Messy. So my listenership is mainly women.
Okay.
And they love the mess. Yeah.
I have to ask you, incredible. Did you get your ex back or did you just like get
I almost
her?
Did.
Okay.
So right before the pandemic, we had a date. Uh-huh. And it felt like things were going good. And pandemic happened and she found the new man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and blocked me.
Oh, wow.
Blocked you?
Yeah, because she felt like I was, like she was tempted to come back. But she had this new man. So she
damn.
Wow.
Did what she did.
But she had to. I guess she had to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was blocking is
so final. Cool.
Like that. It is. Yeah.
I don't think I have anybody blocked for real.
I don't have anybody.
I don't. Blocked. Would you block if someone asked you, if your partner asked you to block someone, would you block them?
I would.
Yeah, if my partner asked me to, because he doesn't, that's not something that he really does. So if he said that, I'd be like, damn, for real? Okay, yeah, sure.
Right. I would, to your point, like, damn, that's what we're going with.
Because I'm never asking him to block anybody. You know, I respect that, mm-hmm. You know, I know who you are, and I respect that you will just be respectful in our relationship. Right. So I don't feel the need to, like, dictate that to you.
And I'm like, it's just an app. Just I'll just block the person.
Yeah.
It's also like kind of controlling, I think.
Oh yeah.
It's a level of control, and I'm not trying to control nobody.
I don't like ultimatums, so I probably would not do it. I don't feel like someone telling me that I have to do this would be like, no.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Probably for the worst. But yeah, I just do not. Like you said, I've never asked anyone to. I don't think I would. But I just don't like that, like, finite, like, ultimatum feeling.
I wouldn't. I don't think I would ask either. Like,
Yeah,
like you said, I think you have to trust your partner and know that, you know, whatever. And also, you going to do whatever you going to do regardless if I'm blocking somebody or not.
She still talks to me through IG.
Exactly.
I said something and she responded.
There's still so many other ways to communicate.
I actually want to highlight, because this is one thing that I specifically love about what you do with your podcast, outside of it being like a really good, juicy, messy podcast, is your guerrilla marketing strategy approach.
Yes.
And for people, you know, as a marketer.
She loves marketing.
I love to talk about marketing. But you do the spray paint on, you know, on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. And people, I still see it come up to this day. People just randomly, you know, people that I follow that are friends, they'll still like, you know, put it on their Instagram. Mm-hmm. We recently saw Erica Badu posted on her Instagram in Dallas, and it says "Still Healing ... And then, do you put views of an X at the bottom?
At the bottom, yes. But "Still Healing, Please Wait."
Please
like
wait.
Like a loading sign, and then
yes.
People are like, "How did you do the white part? How did they try to figure it out?" But it was mainly promo for the podcast, but then it took a life of its own. That whole thing, people wake up, they be like, oh, I needed this message. I needed this. And it turns to a whole conversation about that. Not even the podcast.
Yeah.
So it's like incredible. A 20% chance they may listen to the podcast. Now it's just something else.
Yeah. I saw one. Yeah. I was leaving a meeting and I saw one. Matter of fact, I took a picture of it. I didn't post anything from that day because I left a gallery. And I remember I had a whole day of posting, but I think I started driving. I got to post it because I literally saw it. It was like 27th. It was 27th, like Highline.
I did one right. Yeah. I remember some of them, but I went to LA, I went to Dallas, Atlanta. I went to a whole bunch of states and just took the stencil with me and did it. Yeah.
So, do you still do it? Like if you're traveling somewhere, you
I
just
might
carry
do it
it
after this.
So you got spray paint on you right now?
I keep it in my car.
Wow.
Yeah,
so I keep everything in my car and then everywhere I go, I just be like, oh, this is a nice spot. People walking.
Right. You also have a dope merch concept too, where you highlight famous relationships and that who are obviously no longer together. And you sell that whole merch, and that's also still healing.
No, that's just views of an ex. Merch.
Views of an ex.
Oh, okay. I like that idea.
That's like ex couples. I had like an ex couple.
So like
series.
Biggie Faith.
Yeah. I had Usher, Chili.
Yes.
Kanye.
Okay.
Amber.
Oh wow.
Biggie Faith. Diddy. Cassie.
I was gonna say you have Amber.
Bobby
Kanye.
Whitney. Yeah.
Last night we just saw a picture of Jermaine Dupri and Janet Jackson.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. But they don't have good pictures together.
Look at my story.
The one we saw last night is a good one.
You gotta find that. For his birthday, they did a picture. That was nice. They took a picture together on his birthday. That was
You be doing your research.
Yeah.
Okay.
True. I love it.
I want to do Chris Brown and Rihanna, but people are like, no.
Yeah, that was
no.
That's touchy.
That one's
it's iconic, but it's touchy.
Right.
Yeah, probably 72 hours. You can only buy it. But I'll see. It's a nice picture with them too.
Yeah,
I'm sure it is.
Wow, but I'm dead. So, what have you learned about all these conversations that you've had with people about their exes?
A lot. Like, I've learned that I'm not going through the worst breakup in the world. There's other people that's going through stuff that's worse than what I've been through. Mm-hmm. And the challenge of like getting healed and better. I asked a question at the end, like, "What did you learn? Biggest lesson learned?" And I learned from that question, like, all right, I learned this. I learned patience. I learned time management, even that. Like, because, like, dealing with past trauma, it takes a lot out of you. You got to find yourself again.
Yeah.
So I was beating myself up, like, oh, why she don't want me? Why did it? And I had to, like, look and be like, yo, I'm good.
Yeah. Breakups are some of the, like, that meme that's like, if you're going to break up with me after I get off of work or something.
Right,
like,
right.
Breakups in general are just, you know, you don't think you're ever going to
meet somebody,
push through to the other side. Yeah. You know, it's like, and then the thought of, like, starting over and just, like, all of the stuff that goes into it. I don't think we've realized how much it does, like, play
like
a role.
Physical.
Yeah. It is. It's like, it's like a very, like, visceral, like, deep thing you know, and I was actually, for some reason, thinking about, I think it was, you were coming on, and I think we were, like, talking about, like, the flow of the show and everything. And I didn't, not with you guys, but in my head, I was just thinking about it, and I started thinking about, like, my past relationships. And, you know, like, each one, you never think that you're ever going to get over it. You're I ain't never going to get over it. And then you're like, oh, my God, child.
Or I'm never going to love this hard again.
Yeah, I'm never going to do, like, it's a bunch of nevers. Or, like, remember how Charlotte on Sex and the City was like, however long you're with somebody, it takes you half the time to get over
it. And that's kind of, it's kind of true.
Yeah, it is, sadly. Yeah. It is, it's kind of true. Yeah. So you'd be like, damn, if I've been with somebody for 4 years, we break up, I got 2 years of this shit. Like, I ain't got
you
time.
You looking at your age, you're 35, really, 37, like
no, seriously. And you was like, let you be like a woman that wants to have kids, you like, well, wait a minute, now I'm having a kid at 39. Mm-hmm. Like, let me make this work. Like, all of these things that specifically, especially I think when you cross over into that mid-30s range and you start talking about, you know, relationships and breaking up, it's extremely scary.
Like, is horrible. Dating?
I was just about to say, and then dating is just, it's not easy. Yeah. Like, it's not easy at all. And so it's like, what is, it's just like, is anything easy? Dating ain't easy. Being in relationships ain't easy. Breakups ain't easy.
Being by yourself easier?
Yeah. For me, I have a lot of fun with myself. Not like that. But I just know myself. I have a lot of hobbies. I'm into basketball. I'm into DJing. I just pick up and do a lot of things.
So are you in a relationship or dating?
Dating.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was on the dating apps for a while. Okay. I even seen my ex on there.
Okay.
And she was on Hinge. I was on Hinge. And I liked the picture. No, she said something like, dating me looks like this. And I was like, everybody don't look like that. And then And then she responded, it was like, dating you don't look like that page either. It was like a whole back and forth. And we matched. And then I was like, you should change this picture. You ain't gonna get a man with this picture. It was mad funny.
Oh, wow.
That you ain't gonna get a man with this picture.
So what's one of your quotes on your Hinge?
Uno. It was like Uno. I'm big in Uno. If you could beat me in Uno. That's the most, like, people respond. Oh, and girls, but I could beat you in Uno. When you
girls love a challenge.
Yeah.
Boy, love a challenge. Like, you're not gonna tell me what I can't do. Like,
I was like, it was something like, I know it's real if you could beat me in Uno, something like that.
Okay.
And she was like, oh, you want to try me? They'd be like, you want to try me?
Yeah.
When we can meet so I can beat you in Uno. Like, it's stuff like that. That always works.
How
but the
long
thing
ago
with dating apps is that those girls are nice to look at, but they don't have time. It's a lot of nurses on Hinge.
What?
Yeah, they
do. You need to We literally did an episode on optimizing your Hinge profiles.
Yeah.
And yes, maybe you need to optimize your profile.
I'm not on it no more. I'm not on it. Yeah. Okay. I'm at nothing but nurses.
Really?
Pretty, yeah, but no time. Or overnight shifts. Yeah,
like random hours.
Just giving breakfast.
So I do morning shifts. They do overnight shifts. And we never meet.
Oh my God.
And then they get mad at me. They're like, you're not making time for me. I'm like, well, you want to go overnight?
You want to meet at 3 o'clock?
Oh my God.
Wow. We got to figure out a way to like optimize or crack the code for your Hinge so that you don't.
I don't want to be on there.
Okay. You're just over dating apps in general?
Yeah. Because I'm noticing that you chat. I follow each other on IG or whatever, and then you meet, and it's like they're mute. Yeah, like it's like they're not the same person. Yeah, they don't speak. They don't have personality, and it's like online they're like everything. Then you meet them in person, it's like
stop.
Wow,
I can see that because I've always been like a very vibe person, so I think that's why like in apps in the past have not worked for me because like if I meet you, I know very quickly, very very quickly if I'm gonna like you or not, like instantly, just like your energy, your aura, everything. So it's like you can't tell that on a dating app. Like you said, you get in person and it's very mute. I mean, I guess the upside is, you know, the Ponderosa is still going on, but obviously things are way back open. So there's way more like interaction and people are out. No masks. So you know what you're looking at. Right. You know what you see.
Yeah.
But my friends found love on there, but I was like, oh, I ain't getting on there.
But well, how's dating going for you now?
The old fashioned way.
It's all right. Okay. I don't want to say too much, but it's all right. It's all right. I wasted a lot of money by switching to like chilling. I just chill. I used to just go out because my thing is I want to like go out, have a conversation, and I know from there. But I'm wasting money by doing that because some of these girls
cost $100 to go outside. Period. They're
pretty and bland, and I'm like, yo, you just can't speak.
That is so sad. Because I think the reverse, like whenever I hear my homeboys talk about their struggles with dating, and I'm like, I know so many amazing, eligible single women. I'm like, I don't believe that.
Personality don't be there. They just be pretty. They be like, damn, I could have you as arm candy, but nah.
You can't.
I can't talk to you. Yeah, I can't talk to you.
They just be dumb?
Not dumb. It's just they don't have the personality.
No personality.
Yeah. Okay, very
you can't
bland.
Have it all.
Yeah.
It's very easy to put, like, to create something online.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Can't have it all.
Yes.
Right, word. You can't have it all.
My God.
Yeah. Pick a struggle.
You got to pick one
you
now.
You might need to go, if you always going for nines.
You might need to go about a 7
and a half. A solid seven.
Because that personality make her a nine.
Yeah,
for sure.
And if they could dress well, that may boost it up.
There's so many things. You don't, look.
That is literally a deal breaker for my good sister.
Oh, yeah. We were out there.
If they can't dress.
If you can't dress. I was like, I really don't even care what, like, you look like per se, but like,
well, you got one that can dress.
Yeah, but like you have to be able to dress. Yeah. Like that is where
I'm taking his clothes kind of thing at this point. So
That is kind of like that is where I become shallow. Like as far as like, I don't have no preface on like, you just can't be the same height as me, but I'm also 5'2". So like, I'm not someone that's like, you gotta be 6'5" and he gotta be light skin. It ain't none of that. It's literally just
you just gotta know how to dress.
You just have to learn how to dress.
What about presentable?
I've never been
presentable.
Does the brands matter?
No. Right. Because I also believe in personal style. So you could totally have your own personal style. Mm-hmm. You don't have
somebody had on moccasins or some shit.
No, I'm not dating no nigga with moccasins.
Culottes.
Okay. Yeah, we were out the other night. I was like, that nigga got on culottes. Like, what is that? Exactly. What is a culotte? They're like big. This is what my great grandmother calls. They're like big jeans, kind of, and they were like wide legged, like short capri pants.
Oh, Michael Jordan jeans.
Imagine, no, they're because they're short, so they're not even Michael Jordan jeans. Yeah, but like Michael Jordan jeans, a deal breaker. That would never happen.
It depends on how it's styled.
You can't,
style.
You can't wear Michael Jordan jeans.
Such a fixable thing. Because like Didi, you can. So okay, Didi wears them, but you do wear them well, right?
But you have amazing personal style.
Exactly, because that's your personal style. Sometimes it just is like, it's just ill. Like there was one guy, and I was like, oh, well, listen, he's cute. And then I was like, look at the way his shirt is tucked in his pants. I ain't like that. I was like, literally,
I was like, girl.
I don't like that. I was like, I don't like that.
She was nitpicking. I believe everything.
In personal, like personal like style could be anything, right? It is absolutely, it does not boil down to brands. Absolutely not.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Like, but no, I once stopped dating a nigga because he had burlap pants. So
you name a stuff I never seen.
All these materials. They were like, imagine a potato sack.
Ooh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, like, wow. Okay. Yeah.
But he was also like a fake Rasta, so I should have known it was like going in that direction. But I was like, what is nigga? And I'll never get they were LRG. I was like, yeah, I don't like
when you saying these random things, I keep thinking about niggas that I used to fuck with, and it's like, oh my God, I think I did see this nigga in something like it's that. Something before. Like that.
Yeah. There's like certain things.
Not LRG.
Just
like, LRG
is crazy.
That was my brand back in 04.
LRG, yeah. But it's more so about personal style than. Gotcha. Anything else.
Mm. Yeah.
Not anything else, because Lord knows. I ain't chilly, but the list is, you know, she's a little lengthy.
This episode of The Oprah Rose Show is brought to you by AHA Sparkling Water. Now, you know the girls love and need a little razzle dazzle in our lives to match our natural crazy. So we really, really love this new bold taste of sparkling water. I know we can all agree how sometimes you'll get a sparkling water and it's a little bland, so you have to go cut up a piece of lime to give it some flavor. The great thing about AHA is its incredible flavor combinations. They have blueberry and pomegranate, as well as lime and watermelon. I mean, sometimes I even have to go for the mango and black tea combination to mix with my tequila because it has a little caffeine in it to give me that extra boost for my second win. I know I'm talking to the over 30 crowd here. Anywho, I suggest the next time you're picking up sparkling water from the grocery store that you tap into AHA sparkling water. Now, can I get an AHA?
Okay, y'all. I'm excited about this one. The Oprah Rose Show has partnered with Manscaped to offer our listeners 20% off and free shipping. Wait, you don't know what Manscaped is? All right, so boom. It's a male grooming necessity. Think no nicks, no snags when trimming your balls. Can you imagine? Well, not anymore, fellas. Using our code OPRAHROSE, you can save 20% on the Performance Package 4.0, which includes the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, featuring cutting-edge ceramic blades to reduce grooming accidents, as well as the Weed Whacker to attack those nose and ears hairs. Now, I have no excuse not to shave my balls before date night, and neither do you. Oh, sorry, I got a little too excited there. Never mind. Use our code OPRAHROSE to save 20% with free shipping right now. Oh, and ladies, you can gift the Performance Package 4.0 as well. The holidays are approaching, and we know you don't want to see no hairy balls.
So we did want to play, like, you know, not even play, but do like a very mini
version
mm-hmm. of Views of an Ex of the podcast. Okay. So G has already done it.
Yeah. Her episode is funny. Very funny.
It was.
I would have I still have to listen
it's
to it.
Mamba Man. He's from DC.
Oh, yeah. I knew it.
It was Kielbasa.
Kielbasa.
That's the name on the Oprah Rose Show that he's screaming.
What a time.
Yeah. What a time.
People to this day ask if you seen him again. They was like, he sounded like an amazing man. Has she seen him again?
Since I've recorded that episode?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
All right. He's just long gone.
He texts me happy birthday, and I text him happy birthday. That's as far as it goes.
All right.
There's no beef, but we don't communicate.
No pun intended.
No pun. Yeah. No pun. I actually still send people to his place of business.
Nice.
Yeah.
I tell people to support it.
I went like a few months ago. Yeah. And I was hoping
it's
to
incredible.
See. It's really good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, if we say it, then everybody's going to know. But
yeah.
No.
A mini version. How can we do this? All right. So are you ready?
Good job, yeah.
So Gigi's out.
I'm out
Gigi
the hot seat.
Well, no, if we have time, we should do it again.
With a different ex?
I could choose a different ex because it's the funny thing. I had one ex before.
You did two things.
I did. So I love how prepared Llama is with his podcast. So you don't just come and it's vibes. Like you have to, he sends you basically a survey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That gives you all of these questions and he prepares. So I had sent in my survey and he was like, oh, you know, we had a conversation about it. And I was like, well,
this person was not technically ever an ex, but this was probably a more impactful relationship.
Ain't that be the ones?
Yeah, it's always those.
It's always
and so
those.
So I ended up having to send him.
But
you
she
know,
talked
a
about
revised.
Another ex in the episode.
Yeah.
And
okay.
That
I did
was funny.
Actually did talk
what was
about.
That? I call him Young Thug or something like that. He was a thug.
Yeah, you did.
I was like, he had to be the opposite of.
Yeah, yeah, you so know, bitch good. Gotta have it both ways.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm dead.
So it really be them situationships that like fuck you up,
and they be going on for years.
Years
they last for a long time.
Yeah, they last longer than the relationship.
They do always. Anyway.
They're not really an ex. Yeah, because they were never really a relationship.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, they was an ex.
I consider it an ex.
I do too. Like yeah. The one that I'm choosing because you said it has to be impactful.
Yeah,
I consider him an ex. We were never in a relationship.
Yeah.
How many years? I do ask that on my questionnaire.
He does. How many years?
Yeah, been together.
They're doing the back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Ooh, child. This is giving like 6 years.
6 years?
Eight? Six. Six.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right.
So yeah, this is going to be a very condensed version.
Okay.
Me, it was 2 years.
2 years? All right. It's a short, nice, sweet.
Yeah.
So, which like an episode like you, I just get right to it. So, like, I don't want to know the in between.
Yeah, because
like,
she probably got more than 6 years.
Yeah, it's like a lot of juice in there. It's like,
all right. No, that may go extra ripe.
Okay, so right. Yeah. There's some squeezing that needs to happen.
Because you said eight at first. So, now I want to get into that. Why is it eight, not six? And,
oh, yeah. My God.
So, all right, we go with TT first. So, how did you meet your ex?
He worked in music.
All right.
And we were at South by Southwest. And I knew of him, but I did not know him. And we were at South by Southwest. And
I remember this meet, actually.
Yeah, I remember exactly what I had on. Mm-hmm. And then I remember you know how you feel the vibes with somebody? Mm-hmm. And I kind of like felt the vibe and I was like, oh, okay. And then I remember when I pulled up to the airport, this is before I had flight status. So I pulled up to this was a little young tenderoni, was broke. I pulled up to the airport and you know how you go to like check your bag?
Yeah.
And he was right there, like checking his bag. And he was like literally took my bag out the Uber or whatever and like put it on his thing. So I was like, oh, I even got to pay. And you know, I keep in mind, like I said, I was way younger.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not used to men like taking charge kind of and doing that, you know? Yeah. And so I was like, oh, okay. And then I remember, oh my God, I can't believe I remember all this. I remember he went through clear and I didn't have clear at the time. And I was like, oh no, ain't no way in hell I'm doing this. I got to get clear now. Yeah. Like I can't look like no bum bitch. And then I remember like same thing, like sitting, waiting for the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was of course like first class or something
like
that.
Yeah, I was going to the same place.
We're going back to New York.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And I was like, oh no, now I got to get flight status. Now I got to do like all this stuff. And then when we get off the flight, like he had a, you know, the little driver cars or whatever,
they
like
were
the
waiting
golf
cars
waiting for him.
Yeah, he knew,
yeah. Yeah, so like, cause he was like a frequent flyer. And so we got on that and I was like, this is how I need to live. And I remember immediately, I was like, this is how I like want to like live my life or whatever. Mm-hmm. And this is how I want it to be.
Now, question.
Mm-hmm.
Anything went through your mind when he did the bag thing? Like, oh, is he attractive? He's.
Yeah, I found him very attractive. I was just like, yes, oh my God.
Now, how did he look at
be
you?
Be assertive.
You said what?
How did he view you at that moment?
I don't know. That's a great question. I think then, you know, very much like a young girl, attractive, figuring it out.
All right. So he just blew you off? Like he didn't really like flirt with you or nothing?
Oh, no. Oh, hell no. Wait, no, yeah, no. No, he was like, he was flirting. Sorry.
Okay,
yes,
okay,
no,
okay.
No,
so he's into you? All right. Yeah. Let's go to Didi real quick.
Okay.
It's going to be quick. It's going to be quick. Promise you.
They made that Buffalo Wild Wings and I'm
right. Pack that on up.
Oh, my God.
I'll take something to go. I'll see you later. We met at a party first, a party in D.C.
Okay.
And
wait, that's where you're from?
Baltimore.
So all right, it's right there.
Yeah,
right.
It's right there. And I just remember he was like staring at me like from afar. Like, you know, you feel somebody
you feel
like
that
looking
like just,
at you.
It's like this light on me
it's
right
like,
now.
It's like, okay. And then I remember like it was like a house party.
Okay.
And then I like went to go. I was like with my friend Kenny. Shout out to Kenny. And I remember I went to go get a drink and he came over. The ex came over. Do I name this ex yet?
Oh,
that's later?
Fake name. All right, we could do that now.
Fake name?
Fake name you like to give your ex. Either I could give it or you could give it, but you got to describe how you look.
Oh, my God.
We did have a name.
Definitely has
so
a name.
So, Didi, go ahead.
Describe how you look.
No.
Or the fake name.
Yeah, fake name. I'm not. We're not gonna describe.
I mean, the running name that I call him with my partner now is Erica. So,
so wait, you Erica? Talk about this ex with?
We've. I mean, we've joked about this ex before. Yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah. That's growth. What do we call that? Growth.
So the name. Wait, his name not Erica.
Sure.
Fake name is Erica.
Fake name is Erica. Okay.
All right.
What is
all
my
right.
fake name?
We've definitely had a fake name
see,
for him.
I give
the
it.
Show.
You got to describe how you look.
No, I think we just. What is the name? Because yeah, this is someone that caused havoc in my life. So what is the
name? Havoc, right there. Havoc.
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 There we go.
Not yeah. the rapper, but Havoc.
Havoc. Right. There we go.
Yeah. We got Erica and Havoc.
Erica and Havoc.
All right. So Erica came up to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mad aggressive, and I was just like, okay. But like, I just remember like, and this is like early, like late 2000, early 2010s.
Okay.
So like, you know, just Jeremy Scott's on, just like, yeah, you right. know, labels and all. Like you picture it. Y'all mm-hmm. picture this.
Yeah. yeah.
It's streetwear.
Streetwear.
All right. All right.
Streetwear. And I just remember him just like saying all these things to me. And I was like, okay, I'm like kind of into it a little bit. Like, what's going on? Right. And so I saw him again out at a club the next week mm-hmm. in Baltimore. We exchanged information, was talking over Facebook, and he was, you know, he would pay for everything. Like, he was just, like, wow. that person that would be, like, you know,
same.
Like.
Had me in a chokehold.
Chokehold.
Oh,
like,
they had money.
Park
right.
your yeah. car yeah. here.
Had me in a, like
I'm going to take you and take you out.
Yeah.
But what I didn't realize was, like, he was trying, he would hold that over me.
That's manipulation.
It was a all manipulation. Right,
so y'all dates was like he, very.
Wait, this is your whole interview. I'm talking yeah. about. Well, what? How would he hold it against you?
Right, right. That's all I'm saying. Like
that's later.
Oh, okay.
Right now it's still being
so
nice.
Your dates was like very extravagant
and not necessarily extravagant. You know, extravagant. P.F. Chang's. You know, kind of thing.
That was like, at that time,
you're paying for it. But he was older than me.
Okay,
that's always
that's
your
first
yeah.
person that you dealt with. That
yeah,
older.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was
there
the first experience.
Of trolling. Yeah, because yeah. mom was older. Like, yeah.
and so
he
had
older.
His own house that he bought,
yeah.
kind of thing, and like a nice car. And I was like, and then, you know, this was premium denim age too. Yeah, and yeah. I had worked at Nordstrom at the time. So he would like come and buy shoot. All these fucking Rockin' Republic jeans that was like $250 a pop. Yeah.
Them yeah. Rockin' wow. Republic jeans were so expensive.
So the similarities y'all have is that these guys had money
and they were older. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you could drop $500 on two pairs of jeans on a Saturday just because.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
And he very much like would wear like, that's when I started learning about like Japanese denim and like all, like art oh, so and just like all types of
some,
shit. All
right. Very so they're basically teaching y'all.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait.
Yeah.
All right. So that's right. a similarity here.
Bitches right. love to be learned.
His dates was like.
Oof, bitches love to be learned.
Was your dates mm-hmm. extravagant?
Yeah. I remember the first time we went out, something is, and this is the thing that guys don't realize. Like men, if you're listening, not only did he have a plan, he was like, he sent me, he's like, the reservation is at, I remember we met for brunch. Oh, so the reservation is at 12 p.m. This is the address. Reservation is under my name. I had never,
yeah,
and have never had anybody ever do that. Mm-hmm. So even something like that, it's like, it sticks out to you because men don't typically do that. You got a plan, like, what you want to eat? Nigga, I eat food. Right. Like, I eat.
Or the guy's asking you what you
eat. Yeah, like, I eat pork. Yeah. I fucking eat everything. When niggas eat pork, you eat everything.
Oh,
like,
dope.
Yeah. Just, right. like, find a place because I think it shows what, I feel like a lot of men
and that's
now
so
don't have.
Simple.
Yeah, it's like, just, like, show that you can lead, right? Mm-hmm. Specifically, when you start getting older and you're, you know, starting getting into your mid 30s as a woman, you just want somebody to be able to help. You just want somebody to be able to take the reins, specifically when you're making decisions all day long.
Right,
yeah.
Right,
so,
right.
And this is at, you know, 26 or something. Again, never had anybody say, this is the place.
Yeah.
This is where we're going under that's my, and made a reservation. It just showed like intent, you know, that was our word. Yeah. And like you planned it. And I was like, oh my God. Yes.
All right, let's fast forward a little bit. How did y'all make it official?
Remember, these were never official relationships.
Mine was official.
Oh, yours was?
Oh, was it official?
Mine was not official.
How did it happen?
He asked me. It was at his house, and it was very casual. Like I'm like trying to remember, like, right. but it was very casual. Like
it
how
like,
it just
so
like
what
like
are we type of thing?
Right. It was like that.
All right.
And I was like, I mean, I guess we go together. Like it was like very
we go together.
Right. Very childish in the sense where it was like, I mean, I guess.
Yeah.
But he was older, so like he wanted to know like what we doing.
Yeah.
And this was also like after I had a birthday, and he came to my birthday dinner super late. He was the last person to arrive, but then he came with like this Gucci
bag, right?
Literally, like I felt like a girl if we said that. Like wow. He dropped basically like a bag, but it was a Gucci wallet. And made it like a big thing. And
wait, he gave
like,
it to you as a gift?
As a gift.
Okay.
And funny enough, my birthday party was at P.F. Chang's.
you love P.F. Chang's.
I just talked about it.
Actually, love P.F. Chang's.
Like, let me get them crab wontons, please.
Yes, they're so good.
Two of them, please. Because I'm eating one by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he came super late. So this was like starting that controlling thing, but I didn't even see it then.
Yeah, you young.
Whereas like he wanted the attention to kind of like be on him, like, oh my God, he's doing it, he's amazing. Right. And so it was right after that and we kind of made it official. And once we made it official, everything went downhill.
All right. So
really?
Wow.
I want to stay over here now. Look.
Yeah, me too. I was like, really?
Once we made it official.
Yeah, cause I was going to ask you, that was the next question, like what changed from the honeymoon stage to the...
I feel like once we made it official, he expected so much more from me.
Expectations.
Yeah. I was in school. I was working. And he just wanted, like, all my attention. And I was like, I don't even live in this city.
What was his sign? That's what...
We actually shared a birthday. So
really?
Wow. He was a Cancer. Holy shit.
How much older was he than you?
8 years.
Okay.
But then I didn't even know how many years it was until we were together because I saw his ID.
Did he look young?
Yes and no.
You never discussed it?
I was dumb.
Yeah.
It was like, who cares?
It's like a small detail.
Yeah, that was literally small details to me in the grand scheme of things about how old he was.
It's like, I'm here now.
Like, in my mind, I think I knew, like, but it never came up around, like, how old
many
are
years,
you?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah. But he was 8 years older than me, and which is when I think about it now, how old he is now, like, oh wow, because that's such a gap do the math now. But yeah, it all went downhill, and I think the big red flag for me was like I didn't really know him as much as he wanted to know me.
So you was just used to the flashy,
right?
Flashy,
and then once that subsided, because he now wanted so much more of me, and it wasn't about the flashiness anymore. It was like, now what the hell? What's going on
right
now?
Right,
like,
right, that happens.
I don't even know your friends. I just met your dad because he be in and out your house. You want to know everything about me, my movements, what I'm doing, who I'm with, where I'm going. And I don't, I just found out what your actual year of birth was. And the only reason I felt like I didn't know his age is because we used to harp on the fact that we both had the same birthday.
Gotcha. Yeah, so you never got to the year.
So you just don't even get to the year part about that, because it's just like this cool thing of like, we got the same birthday kind of thing.
Yeah,
well, that's why he was late to your birthday, child. He had to celebrate his own.
Yeah, right. But it wasn't on my actual birthday because my best friend Kenny, we're 5 days apart. So for many years, we would share a birthday.
Okay.
And so he came to the
joint party. Got it. Wow. Okay.
Together. That was his too. So he was like, all
right. Right. I'm still celebrating too.
Right.
Bringing back old memories. The fuck? These are repressed fucking memories, Llama.
I'm sorry.
My podcast.
I'll be thinking about Erica.
That's how it happened. And then people forget the name. They be like, yeah, Joe be like, I'm like, damn, I gotta take that out.
Oh my, maybe right.
That's gonna
be I will say his real name.
Just give him leaps.
How did y'all make it official?
Well, like I said, we were never
official.
I think we just never, it was, I remember maybe year four, I was like, this is my like Achilles heel for whatever reason.
Was you talking to any other people? Because he didn't.
On and off. I mean, then coming to find, he was in a whole relationship.
God damn.
So that's also a reason why we couldn't make it official. You know, he dig? Makes it a little hard. And then he got engaged.
Damn.
And so that obviously.
How did you find out?
So you know what? Your intuition is like, you just know certain things. And in the beginning stages of us kind of like getting to know each other, but it's like flirty. We never had sex or anything like that. I was out and I saw his interaction with somebody else. And I was like, that's very cozy. And then fast forward maybe literally like a year, and I saw something on Snapchat. And I instantly knew. And I was like, they're together. Like, it wasn't a post of him or anything.
It was a little 6 second.
It was, yeah, 6 second thing. And I instantly, I knew I was like there together. And I think at that time we might have even had like an off period, because we would go through these periods and bouts where we wouldn't speak at all. And I think I asked him, and he was honest, and he was like, yeah. And then, I mean, funny enough, they're getting married now. Like, the nigga's been engaged twice. So, yeah, that twice was.
How do you know all of this? Are you creeping?
Huh?
You creeping, or people are telling you?
Yeah, people tell. Like, that one, people, she someone lied. Told me, yeah.
She lied. I don't think she's creeping.
No, yeah, I don't. I
haven't, being her best friend, I haven't heard about him.
I don't get, like, a little itch to, like, check and see how they doing?
I mean, I'm not going to lie and say that I haven't recently, no, or, like, you know, but,
with that situation,
I mean, now that I'm like talking about it, I don't feel the need to see how Erica's doing. Mm-hmm. But now I'm like,
how is he doing? Like, damn, you still alive? Right.
Like, did he catch COVID?
Even with Instagram, I feel like you just see people.
Yeah.
Especially I'm in a Black gay community. It's very small, so I constantly see the same people that I even roll with when I was, you know, younger. But I never see him. Erica. I never see Erica. So it's one of those things now of like, are you
okay?
Are you with us?
Yeah. Are you okay? Are you with us? Are you with us?
Now let's go to the downhill part. Where did it start going downhill? When it led to eventually breaking up. I mean, stop dealing with the person on your side.
I think when I found out that he was with this person, and it was crazy. We were never together. And I was so hurt. And I didn't realize I was hurt. And I don't, you know, something happened one day. And I was just like, damn, this is like, fucked me up a little bit. Because I think at that time I had stopped talking to other people. But then somehow, I don't know, but he would still like make his way back into my life.
Yeah.
Like I said, when you have someone that like, and I think specifically for women, this probably happens more. Like, but when you have somebody that shows you something, it's very different. You can't like to like, okay, yeah, the gifts, because he would do that too. Like, it would be like a fuck up, and he would show up at my house with like, I mean, literally like 4 pairs of shoes of like.
Dang, he had it.
Like, I mean, you name it. He would have like literally 4 pairs of shoes or whatever, and he knew like. I'm a little bit of a bird that would get me. And I'd be like, oh no, I'm done. And be like, well, these shoes are so cute. Like, but then, and then you would just like find yourself getting back into, back into these things, which now that you say, I was like, oh my God, I was being manipulated. And I didn't know
until later, obviously, afterwards.
I just found out just now, child. So I'm like, I didn't even know.
Cause it was like doing nice things. It was the things to like keep you at bay and like keep you calm and not, you know, and even for me, it was also part of courting as well, because that shit stopped. I wasn't getting them. Once we were together, I didn't get them a pair of Rockin' Republics. I didn't get no Gucci wallet after we was together.
Wow. Now I'm doing all that to get you.
Comfortable, yeah, it's like,
oh, that's all right. Fucked up.
Yeah, I didn't get nothing once we was together.
Wow. It's crazy. Wow. Yeah, I think, and then you just grow up and you're like, and I remember having a conversation. I was just like, this is not, like, finally on 2 feet was like, I'll never forget I went over there. And I went to the bathroom and I saw a tag for women's jeans. And I just like, I knew they were hers, but I didn't know that they were back together because I thought they broke up. And it was just like, what? And I remember feeling like I was never good enough. Like he never chose me. And that was like, that was what was the most hurtful of it all, was just like not feeling like, and I mean, you know, and I remember like, I was like bawling, crying. I'm not even like that emotional. And I just felt like, it's like, I've been through 2 iterations with you of people and you never chose me.
Yeah.
And it's like, so is it me? Is it like, you know, what am I doing wrong? And I very much, it was like a year that I thought everything was just like, I was doing something wrong. And like, I did not think I was good enough for him. And I was like, oh, this is some sick shit that like, this is not okay. And I don't know, I guess just like time.
And you just fell apart.
Yeah.
Faded apart.
Yeah. I think just time. And when I hit that realization, like feeling like you're not good enough for somebody, that hits a little different.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
that
yeah.
you're like, oh, wait a minute now. That's some internal reflecting and might I add, both these women were white. So there was, whole other layer.
Yeah.
Take the TV down.
Yeah.
God, not the whites.
So both. The white, both. So that's a whole other level of like,
dang.
You know, like self-discovery and realization that you have to do that. Yeah. Like I said, I was like, this is not okay for me. So, just yeah.
Now for you,
I'm sorry, sis. What
downhill part with Erica?
Yeah, I'm healed now.
Right,
the final thing
with Erica. So, there came to a point where I kind of was figuring out that Erica was entertaining other people. Mm. Like, you, like, what's going on? Like, now you being snappy, you being mean, you being angry. Like, oh. I did nothing to you.
Right.
I'm like one of the nicest people I know. I did nothing to you.
You are one of the nicest people I know.
But you really are.
And so it was just like, something's going on. And so there was this guy who I knew who was actually younger than me, so it's giving kind of pedophile. And he told me that
he's giving predatory.
He right was dealing with Erica, and I was like, "Wow,
why did he come to you and tell you that?"
Right. At the
and
club,
he knew it was you.
He knew it was me. He told me at a club, and I wasn't even mad. I actually wasn't mad. It was almost like a relief. And then me and the person who told me, we became cool, actually. Not like and like, let's go hang out and grab drinks.
Let's get
but like,
wives.
if we saw each other, even now, it's still like, what's up? I actually follow him on Instagram. I see him randomly every so often.
Right.
He probably would be like, wow, I forgot all about that because we were like children. And
that's funny.
I think I confronted Erica about it, but of course Erica was just like, that's not happening. He was already being mean and snappy, shifting it on me. And I remember I went to like Target because Erica lived across the street from a Target, and I would always go over there, and I used to always buy this Dove deodorant. Like, I was on like Dove deodorant, like the baby powder one. That was my shit.
The baby powder one.
That was my shit. I don't use that no more because, you know, niggas smell like men now, and I don't use that. It was like a 2-pack, and I used to, if I would buy it, I would give him one. I remember, I took it over there, and I was like, he's not taking this one. I'm leaving. Like, so
it was that Dove baby pack. That was when you drew the line.
I drew the line. Like, he wasn't getting my my value pack. I took them both.
Oh my God.
When you see Dove now, what is your thoughts?
I don't think anything of it. It's not triggering. But
all right, good.
I'm just, as you're making me think of it, I'm being more descriptive as walking in the house and we being in the living room, and like, I have the bag out and I normally would give this to him, but I'm not giving it to him kind of thing. Like, I'm going to take both of these home because I'm done with this. And so being done with it, he wasn't done. I was done.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's still the phone calls. There's still the, we're still going to the same venues because we're still in the same community. So still seeing each other. But then, funny enough, my partner now is who I met right after that.
Dope.
So then
it was a rebound that lasted.
He wasn't a rebound.
Oh,
but
it wasn't?
He was after that situation, and then we were together for a year. So I completely dismissed Erica because I was situation now.
And was that part of your healing process?
Probably. But it wasn't to me. Erica at the time was so like, fuck out of here, whatever. Like, I'm good. Like, I don't need him.
Gotcha.
Erica.
Right.
Erica Jane.
Right. Erica Jane. So, yeah, I hope Erica's well.
Yeah.
But I can't even tell you the last time we actually had a conversation. It was probably like when I still lived there. And I haven't seen Erica since.
And after that, you just didn't care? You wasn't hurt? Wasn't like,
I mean, I was hurt when especially, you know, somebody come up to you in the club talking about they know your man like that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like,
that's
we wild. Together. Like,
yeah.
That is wild.
Like,
and they young too.
And they young? And you got this little young thing too?
I don't know what I would do. Getting
white, young.
Right.
Yeah. Looking at yourself like, damn, I ain't going
to. The woman to woman.
Right.
Wow.
And that's Shirley? The thing. Like, I think, Lama, you just brought up a point about even with in these ex situations, we have and then me with somebody younger.
Yeah,
you look at yourself inward. And
it's
then
very hard to not hard. Look at yourself right. and say, yeah. like, what is wrong with me?
What's wrong with me?
Right. And it's not
off
about
topic,
you.
Off topic. Do you look at yourself with the person you're dealing with now and the exes they dealt with? Do you look at yourself like, damn, they mess with some corny dudes. Am I corny?
I mean, yeah,
like,
no, hell no, because I'm me.
They mess with people that can't dress.
Yeah, no.
I don't care about who my partner was with before me. I don't even inquire. Yeah,
once I find out, sometimes I'm turned off because
why are you that invested?
I'm not invested. It's just like they dealt with some trash. And
but if it turns you off, if it seems it reads to me that you are.
I don't know. Like some of the girls I met, the exes were trash, and I was like,
I also think there's certain seasons in your life, right?
Yeah.
That you there are things that you may have dealt with, you know, during that stage of your life that 2 okay. years later you might not ever deal with that.
So I should stop being. So,
yeah, it's, I wouldn't be judging.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I mean, like I know I'm better than like anybody.
Absolutely.
So yeah, like the so I like it doesn't, but it doesn't affect me, right? Because it's like again, and the same thing for me. There are people that I've dealt with. Let's say not even relationships, but people that let's say that I would have dealt with in the past that me today would have never dealt with that.
Yeah.
So again, there's stages for everybody in their life. So I wouldn't,
you know, I'm gonna keep that in mind.
Yeah, I wouldn't like look at it like, oh, like yeah, of course, like the nigga was corny or something like that. But it's like she might have been in a deep dark place.
She was in her trash stage. Now she's in the,
and now you're your growth stage you know you have to allow people to grow.
Stop doing that.
Yeah, you have to allow people to give them that grace to like. Grow. Now, if you've dated exactly the same type of man or woman or whatever it is throughout your whole life, then maybe that is like
a pattern.
Yeah, that's a pattern. But like, now, again, I think most people go through stages.
I don't want my ex because of who she dealt with after. I know who the person is. Is that a bad thing?
I think that's something that you have to be comfortable with.
Yeah, like that has nothing to do with
I don't think it's good or bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you are totally different from everybody that she's been with. You would want to be, at least, because then you feel like she's kind of trying to emulate you. You got to feel like you're the better nigga out of all them niggas.
No, I'm saying, what if, like, all right, you dealt with this person for years, and then they move on, and it's somebody that's beneath you. Like, you feel like they're beneath
I'm
you.
I'm laughing at her face.
I'm so happy.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't want them back. It's like, nah, I don't
even think
it's okay.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Yeah, no exactly. problem with that.
No.
All right.
But, okay, the flip. What if they were, like, supreme, like, I mean, I don't know.
Like, all right, they got
play for the Knicks, right?
Right, right.
They like a star and like point guard. No. What happens then?
Right.
You got it.
Yeah.
Okay, go off.
I see you, Shorty.
That's how you're supposed to be.
I did that.
I see you, Shorty.
They be like, you did it first.
Yeah, Ray J.
You got to just be petty.
Remember who put you on.
Yeah.
Right.
Remember who put you on.
Yeah, remember. I gave you your first trainer wheels.
Right, yeah.
You're welcome.
Right, all right. Downhill moment. We was the healing process. We're gonna skip that. Where you at today? Biggest lesson learned from that relationship?
For me, the biggest lesson from that relationship was like shiny shit doesn't mean shit.
That was a good one.
Shiny shit don't mean shit.
Right. That was literally.
If I learned anything from that, because I just felt like a kid in a candy store. I was like, oh my god, you're gonna buy me this? Oh, you're gonna buy me that?
Yep.
And I'm not even like gifts is like actually at the bottom of my love language, and I don't even know if it's a result of that. But gifts
it doesn't
don't
excite
mean
you. Yeah,
anything
yeah.
to me because it's more about you as a person and like how you show up in spaces and who you are and do you go to therapy and all those. I'm saying that just because we just did a therapy episode, but it's just like who you are as a person. Not necessarily like what you can do for me.
Okay.
Love that.
Same. I was going to say everything that shines ain't gold. Like, and sometimes you put up with a lot of stuff for stuff. And it's like, I think to piggyback on that, it's also, I think it's also like you have to see the value in yourself. Like, if you don't, like people are going, they're going to allow whatever you are okay with, people are going to allow that.
Yes.
So it's like, if I can string you along through multiple relationships, it's like, why wouldn't I? You're here.
You never left.
Yeah,
you never demanded anything.
Nope, you never demanded anything. Mm-hmm. So I think I had to finally like see the value in myself of being like, this is not okay. And I had to be like, I want a relationship. I think before I was just kind of like, I knew going into it kind of like what it was. And so I was like, well, who am I to like demand a relationship? And you can. And then you can leave. That's not what you get. And for me, it was just like, well, I know what it is, so I ain't gonna like ask. I can't be that girl and be like, I've never been the, where are we going, girl? Like, I've never done that of the, which I think is fine now.
Yeah.
Like, but then I was never, it felt like, well, a man should know what he want and he need to like be clear about it. But, you know, sometimes some people need a little bit more coaching. Like some aren't as, whatever it is, you can change it.
Right.
And like I said, and I think just valuing myself more, that was like, that was not an okay situation.
Especially him going to Dwight's.
Yeah.
Child.
The whites. Yeah.
Yeah. The next question I always ask is, if somebody going through a heartbreak or a breakup, what's some advice you would give them?
You will get through it.
You will get through it?
Yeah.
That's it?
Like, no, I think like what, there's no, I can't say like, oh, in 2 years, you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Take a bath every night. Yeah. Like, I don't think there's any method to it. I think it's just like, you have to, what we talked about before, when you go through them, you never think you're going to get out of it.
Right.
And you just have to take it day by day. You know, everybody's healing process is also different. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that there's one like formula of like, this is the step-by-step guide of how you get through
it. That's how I try to go through it. And
it doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and I think also just focusing so heavily on it, like I got to get through it. Like, no, it's okay. Like, give yourself grace.
Yeah.
And you have to give yourself space also to, like, go through it. It's like, those can be very traumatic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, those breakups.
And if it's hard to do it day by day, then just take it hour by hour.
Hour by hour. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because I'm at hour by hour just in
somebody
my
Somebody on my podcast
said,
feel the feels.
Yeah, like, you have to feel it.
Yeah, feel the feels.
Because then you're not acknowledging it. When you don't really feel it, and then you're going to repeat the same pattern over and over again. So you have to.
Right.
You absolutely have to feel it. Yeah.
So for someone going through a heartbreak or a breakup, what's some advice you would give them?
I don't have any.
At all?
No.
Why is that?
Because it's different for everybody.
It is.
Like, I can't tell you what to do. Like, you got to know what to do for yourself, because you got to get back to you, and you got to remember who you are and get out of that. So I have nothing to say. Sorry.
Yeah, we all different. You're right about that.
Not even like on no shady, like mean, dismissive shit, but like, everybody goes through their own healing process. It's completely different.
Yeah.
And mine could be just sitting in a room being quiet by myself. But yours could be eating ice cream. Mm-hmm. So I have no idea like what to give someone as advice. But, you know, just take time and get back to you.
That's advice.
It is.
Take some time.
And I'm not crying. My
contact
is
the wind.
The wind.
Where it's coming from.
I like sitting over here now because, the wind yesterday was very.
Something is like my eyes.
Yeah,
I'm tearing up. the song you like to dedicate to your ex. That's the last question.
Oh,
yeah. That's a good one.
Oh, I got mine.
You got yours already?
If I don't pick up the phone like I used to
for you,
don't you take it personal.
Come on now.
Michelle killed that, right?
She did.
Michelle, they don't give her no credit.
No, Michelle did what needed to be done.
She did.
That if and Cater
don't
to You?
Know.
I'm like, she had the best verse on Cater to You, too.
Yeah, now you know you don't know.
Right?
Right. Yeah, I like that.
That voice.
Right?
Rasp. Give me rasp, Michelle.
Please, you can do. You know, I hate that song. I
can
hate that song.
I'm moving on.
Come on, Maya.
That's
a good one.
Moving on. Come on, y'all.
That's when I learned like women's size panties.
Who's your buddies?
Yeah. I was like, Maya, little shit.
I seen those and I was like, wait, what?
No, size four. Maya's little.
Like this.
It's like
this.
It's literally like this big.
Yeah, she was also like 18.
Yeah,
so.
Like she was going through a lot. Yeah. She was going through a lot in high school.
That's a lot in high school.
That was me.
That was you.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh,
right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So we have our ending show questions.
Go ahead. You got questions for me?
For you?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Of course, we have to.
That was Use of an X.
G got it.
That was Use of an X. Yeah.
We love Use of an X. So
that was so fun. It was so therapeutic. Yeah.
It's therapeutic, right?
It's a child.
It? Yeah. You want to hear more of Use of an X? Tune in to Llama's podcast, Use of an X.
Yes. Gigi got an episode on there.
I got an episode.
Young Thug is on there.
Yeah. I got an episode. Ending show questions. What would you tell your younger self?
Be patient and. I lack empathy, so I'm learning that now.
Mm.
So, what's the opposite of that? What is it called? Being more empathetic, or
not sympathetic, just identifying, or like, you know,
or putting yourself in somebody else's shoes.
Position.
I need to learn, like,
you're
learn
only
that.
Looking from your perspective. That I guess I would. I don't know what the word
I was
is.
Selfish.
It was like tough love. I grew up like my mom was just tough.
Yeah.
So when people tell me their problems. I'm brushing it off. I'm like, or if I say something mean to somebody, I don't really care about how they feel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm learning that now. So I would tell my younger self to just basically put yourself in other people's shoes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Because right now I'm going through it. I be saying stuff to people. They be like, you could have said that another way. I'm like, but you smell bad. Like, oh my god,
your breath stinks.
It's really a lot of things are like how you say it. It's not like what you say.
How you say it.
Yeah. So many things. I know someone like that, and I'm like, you can't. If you say it this way, it's actually so much better.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm bad with that. Any other?
Yes. Final question. What do you know for sure?
That I'm talented.
Okay.
And yeah, very talented.
Facts.
I know for sure. I could do anything if I want mine to. That's
I love that.
Yes.
Love it.
What? Oh, so you had a question, Didi?
No.
Yes, I wanted to say sorry to Didi because when I first started listening to your show, I was like, his mood is just off. Like,
I was and like, this is what you said to me verbatim.
Yes, I went right to
like,
you.
Like, mind you, I'm like, Drake in hand.
Yeah, I was at the party. He was looking at me like I was crazy.
The Valentine's Day party.
So I went up to him. I was like, Liz, where's Didi at? She was like, oh, that's him right there. Went up to him. I was like, yo, on the show, you got to bring some more energy.
I'm dead.
And then I was like three episodes in, and it's the middle of the of your numbers, like right in the middle.
Yeah, it was probably like
I went to
like
to the last episode. I went to the in between. Yeah. And then I was like, yeah, his energy is off. Then when I got to playing your episodes every week, I'm like, oh, he's the balance. He's the guy that balances it all.
Yeah.
It's like Gigi is the hyper one. You can get hype. TT can get hype at sometimes, and indeed is the balance. His voice is like the mood.
Yeah, it never so really like, changes. He's
I apologize to this guy when I'm on the show. Cause, I mean,
it's all good.
Yes.
It's all good.
I knew but we love critical around. Feedback, though.
We do. Yeah. We appreciate it.
I was
and that's we actually not the first time I've heard that.
All right.
But it's usually from guys. And then I think as they, like a girl would normally put them more into the show. So I think because they're like paying attention
so
more
to
the
like
women,
Joe Budden and all that
and
stuff.
And then even like Joe, like, it's not a male led show.
Right.
So you're like looking for the guy to be on the show to almost be like as hype as the rest of them. It's like, nah, like I kind of let them have their space.
Yes.
Thing,
and so just now that I'm flowing. Used to it, I'm like, he's the balance.
Right.
He's like the Zen. So it's like, all right.
So where can people find you?
On IG mainly. My story is Llama Bean. Llama Bean 111.
That's a dope name.
Isn't it?
On Twitter. And Views of an X.
Okay. We love it.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
This was
fun.
Yes. Gigi didn't get to talk like that.
I know, right? That's all right. You got it, right. But they have to tune in.
You gotta listen to my
the full version of Views of an X.
Yes.
With Gigi. That's what my mother said. She's like, Gigi Money's there? And I'm like, her damn Twitter and Instagram name. And she literally was like, yeah, Gigi Money. And I was like, okay.
That's how you gotta start saying, like, when we do the opening, like,
Gigi Money.
I mean, it's a brand.
It's affirmation. I'm welcoming that into my life.
She said, it's
cryptocurrency.
Yes. I guarantee it.
My cryptocurrency.
Okay.
So the quote is, we spend so much time worrying about tomorrow and tomorrow isn't real. It doesn't exist. It hasn't been born. Mm. Now is all we have. We move from now to now. One eternal now. What will you do now? Very redundant, but very much being now. Present.
That.
And in
I
the
like
now.
That.
In the now.
Staying all right. So
now.
I have some behind the scenes stuff, right?
Okay.
So my intro is like in real time, but I have a beat playing in the background.
Okay.
And it's from Dom Kennedy, and it's called Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And in the verse, it's Ty Dolla $ign saying, we ain't worried about tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So that quote matches.
It always comes around.
It really does.
It's like, everything is today, but we not worried about tomorrow.
Yeah.
It goes like that. Uh-oh.
I told you I need to play Dom Kennedy. I was like,
I did.
Yes.
I really did.
That's
I
like incredible.
That. Full circle.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Bye, y'all.
Bye, guys.